Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Rebecca Hort, a crops extension specialist with Saskatchewan Agriculture. Thanks for joining us, Rebecca.
Hi.
Saskatchewan Agriculture released its crop report Thursday for the period from June 30th to July 6th. What did we see across the province over this past week?
Yeah, so provincially, we've seen rainfall continuing across many areas of the province this week. Some regions also experienced minor to severe hail. Producers who are in the very wet areas in the province are beginning to see the impacts of the excessive moisture received over the past 2 weeks, including crops yellowing and some drowned out areas. Crop development is highly variable across the province depending on weather conditions in the area. There are some areas that have reported good growing conditions with not excessive moisture, but many areas are reporting slower development because of the colder and wet conditions. Regular rainfall events also delayed some spraying and haying operations of the province.
You touched on minor to severe hail. What areas did see hail? How long will it take to essentially assess the damage from that?
Yeah, so there was reports of minor hail in all of the regions except for the West Central region. I know there were a couple hail storms throughout the province. All the reporters reported just minor damage, although there may be some localized stronger damage, but according to the report, it was minor damage. I haven't heard of any more severe damage, but there could be. Yeah, I guess we'll have to see in this next week if there was any more severe damage.
How are these rainfall amounts varying across the province, and what is the moisture situation at this point?
While many areas received rainfall this week, the surplus topsoil moisture condition percentage decreased slightly in the province, but the surplus topsoil moisture ratings continue to be relatively high across the province overall. So for cropland topsoil moisture, there's a 30% surplus and 69% adequate and 1% short. Hayland topsoil moisture, 23% surplus, 76% adequate and 1% short. And pasture topsoil moisture is 16% surplus, 82% adequate and 2% short. So there are quite a few regions that received greater than 2 inches, as you can see in our crop, read in our crop report. The Southwest didn't receive as much rain as the rest of the province, but again, there were a couple storms that did go through that area, and there were some reports of flooded out acres in that region.
Overall, how are the crops progressing at this stage? And what are the key factors?
Yeah, so we have seen throughout the province some wet and cold conditions this spring. So due to differing environmental conditions around the province, the stages of crop development are varying. For canola, for example, 8% of canola and mustard crops are at the seedling stage, 27% are at rosette, 37% are bolting, 27% are flowering, and 1% are potted. So quite the variation there. Due to the excessive amounts of rain, we are seeing the quite delayed progression of crops this year. Even in-crop spraying has been delayed in some areas of the province due to the wet conditions. Producers are trying to get out in the field to continue in-crop herbicide spraying and evaluating if spraying fungicides and insecticides are warranted this week. But again, there are some areas where they can't get out into the field or have to go around these wet spots.
What are we seeing in terms of insect or disease challenges, and what are the factors there?
Yeah, so the areas that have seen that are quite wet or sitting in water, there are some producers concerned about root rots developing in those, especially for pulses. Pulses don't like to sit in water, and so there is small concern for root rots developing in those wetter areas. We also seen some minor crop damage from cabbage seed pod weevil this week. There was some reports throughout the province for cabbage seed pod weevil, so producers and agronomists are out there scouting for that. There are, of course, some minor gopher damage throughout the south west there. And yeah, there are some concerns for disease again because it is so wet in those areas, root rots and insects, just keeping an eye on the cabbage sea pod weevil there. And yeah.
What can we expect to be happening over the next week or so?
I think it is forecasting in some areas for warmth and sun, which some areas of the province that are wet, that will be good. But I guess we will have to see what happens in the next week, in terms of weather, and tune into the next crop report next week to see how things played out in the next week here. But lots of producers are hoping in those wet areas are hoping for some warm and dry conditions.
And is there anything you would like to add?
Yeah, just keeping in for producers to keep an eye out, scouting this week for that cabbage for those cabbage sea pod weevil and any insects or disease. Keep an eye out on your crops there as we navigate through this little bit wetter year that we're experiencing here.
Thank you very much. Our guest has been Rebecca Hort, a crops extension specialist with Saskatchewan Agriculture. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.